Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's Word together through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host.
Hi guys, how are you? Welcome back to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. And I have to come back with humble apology. We recorded the last audio session, and not until we had gotten done did we realize that the audio sound was terrible. Hopefully that is not the case now. We won't know until after the broadcast, but, you know, with God's grace, everything will be okay. So what I'm basically doing is reiterating again, what I had said initially, and hopefully this time, you know, the session can be heard. What has happened is essentially I looked back after this had been brought to my attention, and I don't think I've posted anything. There's been no session since July, if I'm not mistaken, and that's been quite some time. So our marketing team told me that that wasn't very good for PR. And the people would forget about us and that they thought that it was a good ministry and we shouldn't let it fall by the wayside, no matter what the circumstances. And the circumstances are that there's just so much going on and so few people doing so much work that just got pushed to the side a little bit. What's helped encourage us is the fact that we've had added listeners. We've had added listeners and added likes. As a matter of fact, approximately, if I'm not mistaken, 44 in those months, with no activity to gain 44 listeners, people that have listened to your broadcast and liked it and passed it on, we think it's pretty good. It's pretty good growth for, you know, something that's not getting any input. So we're not going to let the weed die. That's just a saying. We decided it was time for me to do some explaining, some about myself personally, that would certainly help, and about what's going on now and where we plan to be here in the near future. So on the face page of the initial broadcast, this one just talks about this is a rebroadcast due to the audio issues. But on the previous broadcast, I cited some links to some various social ministries that I'll be referring to. You can certainly go back to that. I will make mention of them specifically, but if you'd like to, you know, see the links, be able to click on them and go to the respective pages, you have to go back to the broadcast that was on the 9th, and then you can just bring that information up that way. So dig right in a little bit about me. My name's Stan Wadsworth. We know that. I grew up in New England. I come from New England. Yes, I'm a Patriots fan. I grew up in Connecticut, and I came to Atlanta, Georgia from Boston, Massachusetts, which I lived there for 15 years. I have four children, my oldest being 39 years old and my youngest being 17, three boys, a set of twins who are 29 apiece. So I have three boys and a girl. I've been married twice, just to be open with you. I've been married twice, unfortunately, two unsuccessful marriages, but I'm still hopeful. And I still think that marriage is a wonderful institution. I did not grow up in the church. My mother was one of the type, my mother and father, because I did grow up with both of my parents. With the title, would make mention of God, but we weren't a church-going family. We didn't we didn't pray together. We didn't you know, that type of thing. It's the mention of God and the knowing of God was in our lives, obviously. But as far as it being any practicing Christians or any kind of believers, that wasn't the case. So I didn't have that background, but I got to be 39, 40. The few times that I would go to church, I felt God more intently throughout the years, tugging on my heart, tugging on my heart. So as a result, in 1998, I decided that I would declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and all that he tells me that means to and for me. And then I began that lowly walk about 21 years ago, discovering just what that meant. Okay, I've given my life to the Lord. Now what? And so in 2003, I moved from Massachusetts. Me and my wife at the time and our three kids moved from Massachusetts in 2003 here. And that when that move was almost like an exodus, the type the Bible describes for me. I actually had been a Christian now about 3.5 years, and I was my mind and my heart were becoming more one with the Lord, and my desire to know him and try to make some sense out of all of this stuff that I had heard and so forth and so on. So that's where I was and while we were making that journey. So that's in 2003, October of 2003. We're here in Georgia in 2006. It's a long story in between that, but 2006, I started seminary. And it wasn't because I wanted to be a pastor. It was because that I wanted to learn somehow or another, learn God more. And I thought that going to seminary would serve just that very purpose. So I did begin to attend seminary in 2006. Also in 2006, I had heard, because I used to listen to Urban Alternative by Dr. Tony Evans at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. And I heard him talking about an adopt-a-school initiative and how they could teach you how to, you know, establish and to grow and to manage a nonprofit. And you could replicate their nonprofit, the Adopt a School Initiative, in your city or state. So for a certain amount, I think it was like $600 or $800 for a week. I went out to Dallas, and we went every day and spent 8-10 hours out in a lovely facility, and we learned. We learned. They gave us booklets, CDs with all the HR stuff, all the administrative paperwork that we could print out, all the letters, the official letters. You just put your own letterhead on there. I mean, seriously, we had an intense teaching and learning, and that set me on spark to want to do some social work. So I got back, and that was in 2006. And in 2010, I finally launched the Ezra Project here in Atlanta, which was a education reform program where I partnered with the Atlanta Public School System and Brown Middle School in particular, which used to be a high school in the west end of Atlanta and actually went on to become a middle school. And it was actually considered, sadly to say, one of the worst schools in the city of Atlanta. Well, myself and my organization, which was a group of coalition of youngsters, basically, from various colleges, in most part Georgia State. Well, let me say it in this order, where the order that I got my help was from Morehouse Spelman and Georgia State. And it was a great group. And I got from Georgia State, I got a lot of information from their nonprofit wing. And they taught me many things. I got a lot of support from the staff and the students. Morehouse was just instrumental in helping with programs, development of programs, and the Spelman girls were just, you know, wonderful in terms of actually they did the majority of the tutoring for Brown Middle. So I started the Ezra Project in 2010. We worked at all the way in 2012, 13 year. And then it just got to be actually, it scaled, meaning that the need was greater than what I could supply. And even though the organization was structured by all intents and purposes and by those that knew me and other people in the nonprofit sector, but even though it was structured well, it was didn't have the foresight to be able to withstand the scale that it brought, meaning the program was growing by margins that I couldn't sustain. I didn't have the manpower to help, the money. And so as a result, I got a little overwhelmed, and we had to, you know, throttle that back. Great relationships made with the staff and students that last until this day. So I don't regret that one, not one iota. And I know for a fact that social ministry is exactly the ministry that God has for me. But now I'm going to go a little bit of a different route and use some of the ministries that I'm going to talk about here today. So we're going to fast forward now, 2010, 2013, is when I believe I looked back on some emails, and I believe it was in 2010 that I initiated this Blog Talk Radio. A friend of mine was doing some kind of segment on Blog Talk Radio. I didn't even know what it was. And I listened to that a few times and asked some questions, and I said, I can do this. I have something to say, and it's a platform that won't cost me, you know, a huge sum of money, but I can be heard by a large audience if I market it correctly. So in 2013, I signed up with Blog Talk. It doesn't cost you anything unless you want to do premium. Premium, you get more perks. I think the premium's worth it. It's a little costly, but it's for people that are trying to go professionally. So anyway, I signed up with Blog Talk 2013, and I've done, I haven't ever counted them, but I think I've done about maybe 10, 12, 15 shows over the years. It started out as just a whim, something to do. If I felt like I had something to say, I would get on. I didn't have any continuity or anything. It was the wheels, you know, the choo-choo train were rolling, but they were rolling slowly. So, you know, as you know, that ministry didn't die. I'm on Blog Talk right now. So, you know, God is good. The ministry, you know, sustained, and I'm here, and we have every intention of using this medium, this audio medium, to stay in touch with our people and use that as a part of our umbrella to get the word out and to not get the word out. That sounds like preaching, but to engage with like-minded people. Let's put it that way. So that's Blog Talk. And then Spirit and in Truth. I don't remember specifically when, it's a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, actually, I think it was. Spirit and Truth, a teaching ministry, which goes under, I'm going to go here with you. It's on there. The Spirit and Truth is the, hold on. It's called the Renaissance Man Ministries Group. You'll see the link. There's the it's facebook.com, Renaissance Man Ministries Group. This was started to be an extension of the YouTube, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But we're going to give that a little bit more time because I have a request. But anyway, this was to be an extension of that. Where the YouTube would be the video portion, how things would be done, stories would be told, conversations would be had via video, interviews would be done. And here would be an opportunity to play some of those videos or have some conversations or, you know, let this roll on somebody's feed or something. So, but it's, as you can see, if you go there, there's not much content there. We have the header, and under that is not any content. And the reason being is for the same reason. There's some content, but not nearly enough for the time that it's been up. And the reason being for the same reason that there was a stall on this Blog Talk. It's just, you know, we're so busy. Perhaps we're looking at maybe, you know, we're taking up more than we, you know, biting more than we can chew, and if that be the case, we'll scale back. Things are rolling, and they're being done with the spirit of of excellence, but it's just the progress is a little slower than we would like. But, you know, too, we're wondering, you know, our timing, God's timing, you know, we're trying to put that in perspective too. So anyway, I think I'll take quality over quantity right now. So anyway, that's where we are with this Renaissance Man Ministries group. Just go to Facebook and you'll see it. So, and then, let me see, I have my notes here. The next ministry that we've begun to develop is it's called the Renaissance Man Ministry, .com is actually the URL, but the ministry itself is website. This is where, you know, the audios, the videos, the blogs, the conversations, the group talks and so forth. All of this would happen on this particular RenaissanceManMinistry.com. If you'll go there, you'll see the sliding header, and that's the website. And if you'll scroll down, you'll see that there's really nothing there. We've said in this ministries, it's written somewhere in some of our marketing material that we're being transparent. The website's up, and then we could take it down, but it's up and it's not even complete. There's still templates there and so forth and so on. And the reason we did that, because we want to be transparent. We want people to see, you know, exactly the whole developmental stage of these ministries. There's nothing to hide. And if you hang on in there, you'll be able to cheer us on and potentially support us in whatever way it may or may not be needed as you see things develop. So that's where, you know, our mindsets are with that. All of this is not just slacking. Some of this, like this website, is for that particular thing. We decided to hold off on this and to get the other elements. The blogs, you know, enough blogs to be of any substance, where they can be chronicled by month, week, or whatever, however, where we have enough YouTube videos, good high quality videos that we can place on here, where we have dialogue going on between others, things like that. When we have enough of that type of material, then of course we'll launch that into this and do it like that. But in the interim, we have no problem with being transparent with our listeners and letting you see where we're at. So then you'll be more familiar with where we're going. So that's our mindset on that one. So that's to our defense. We're not total slackers. Okay. So that's the Renaissance Man Ministry. Then to Facebook, you'll see this one as well, facebook.com Renaissance Man Ministries Group. On that one, let me go there with you. Well, that's actually the one I was just telling you about, is the one that doesn't have that much content on it. The URLs are confusing me. So what's essentially happening is, and that's the one that's to be connected to YouTube page. So essentially what we have here is the various ministries. There's one more that I want to bring to your attention other than the YouTube, and you'll see that one on the page as well on the initial broadcast. It's facebook.com Wadsworth Ministries. Now, this one is the beginning, the onset of the brand. It's brand new. This is going to be a culmination of my entire life. Not my entire life, but the part of my life that would be of any value to someone else. Put it like that. There's going to be things about my personal life, my family, my ministries, my experiences, the experiences of others in their personal lives, homes. There'll be video broadcasts. We'll be live in people's homes, some overnight to see how they're living. We'll be in various countries. There's a whole array of things that'll be this this particular Facebook page will be used for. And this will be, again, attached to the website, which is attached to everything else. But all of these things collectively are the Renaissance Man Ministries. And so that's what's been happening. I know I've kind of, you know, shot around a little bit, but if you look at the homepage of the last broadcast, the various ministries that I'm talking about, you'll see them. You'll be able to click on them, and you can go and see exactly where it is that I'm at with these various things. The most important thing for you to remember is that they're extensions of the same ministry. Some of them will be the dynamics of how they're dealt. Some will be written like blogs. Some will be video. Some will be vlogs. There'll be a lot of blogging going on at some point. Some are going to be actually, you know, broadcast, done in the studio. Some are going to be in people's houses. We're going to reach out to people and allow people into people's lives, whether it be into their hearts and minds through conversation, be into their personal, intimate lives through actually being in their homes, talking with them, getting to know them, getting to know what they worship, how they worship, why they worship. All of these elements are parts of things that can, that I sincerely believe that can bring us together and maybe bridge some of the gap that we have, which comes from ignorance. And I'm not saying that in a negative sense. I'm just talking about from a lack of knowledge. We've been inundated and I want to say brainwashed literally by media to place impressions and stigmatize and profile individuals, whether it be black or white, whether it be a racial issue, a cultural, a financial, economical, whatever the case may be. These adjectives are not good. And there needs to be more and more platforms, is our thinking here at Renaissance Man Ministries, that can bring people together in ways that they normally wouldn't. People are brought together on the news in ways that they normally wouldn't be. You see broadcasts about individuals in the neighborhoods, and sometimes the houses, in the workplaces, or wherever it may be, shopping centers of where they live. But you probably have never been or never go to that place. So that's the theory, you know, behind this. You know, to be able to have these video and audio and broadcast these blogging sessions and so forth and put them together in some kind of systematic, simple, creative, interesting way that will allow individuals to be able to look into the lives of others, even if it's from afar. But isn't that what we do anyway? When we watch television and so forth, aren't we just looking at, we look at documentaries and so forth. When we look at travel magazines and we're looking at faraway places and reading about all the beauties of those places, isn't that what we're doing? So, you know, we can just use the same concept with this. Look into these people's lives and find out how the Christian worships and why they worship. Have dialogue and where people can be seen and these questions can be answered in situations that are comfortable. You know, perhaps we'll have a go live where we can talk to people as we go in individuals' homes and find out how Buddhists, you know, what their chants are about and what are the different smells are about and the posture and, you know, what does Buddha mean to them and, you know, how does that work in the mechanics of their lives? I mean, to know things like that would perhaps, to have an inside view of things like that, I would think, would help to alleviate some of our misconceptions or confirm others, you know, or confirm other notions. But one way or the other, it can do it perhaps with more of a sense of conclusion based on intelligent information rather than my subjective view of why I feel the way that I do through very limited personal information. You know, if you don't have accurate and substantial information, it's hard for us to place opinions, but of course we do. So as a means to prayerfully so, to bring people together, if you don't remember anything else about what I said here today, remember that these platforms have come together. I use the word ministries substitute that with service. And the spiritual portion is because I'm a spiritual being. I make no mistake about it. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. God the Father, Jehovah, as he calls himself, as the Jews call him, Yahweh, as the story tells about the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, these are my beliefs. And I can tell you why I believe what I believe. But that doesn't mean that I'm to shut out. That description of who I am in, spiritually, has to some kind of way to transition into a verb. And I have to demonstrate whatever that means to me, what I described to you. I have to somehow demonstrate that in my life. And so one of the ways for me, a practical means to demonstrate that would be to do what the Bible tells me, which is my roadmap, my manual, and tells me to not shut out anyway, not to think more of myself than I should, to love everyone, and to embrace people. And just because someone's of a different religion doesn't mean the door is closed. It means that we have even more in common to become friends because we have a difference. And if we deliberately, people deliberately come together that have different faiths and don't let the faiths keep them from establishing true, intimate, endearing relationships, then I think you're onto something. I think we're onto something. That sounds like something that would please God to me. So that's what, you know, these platforms are all about. And I need and want the help of each and every individual that would read, hear, or however you would come in contact with these ministries. The last thing that I wanted to point out, I've almost forgot actually, is, and if you'll go to back, I'll refer you back to the front plate of the initial broadcast on the 9th, you'll see it's squiggly squeaks. It says www.youtube.com. /channel/ a whole bunch of stuff that looks angry equals subscriber. What all that translates into, and you'll see, you know, the header. It's a brand. It's just like the others. We're very similar. Which should be my face, and they'll say Spirit and the Truth Social, a Renaissance Man Ministry. But you'll see it says this channel doesn't have any content. This is not a personalized, customized URL. This is one that, since YouTube changed their policies about, I think it was about a year and a half ago or so. I read it. I forget the exact. It was about a year or so ago. Now you need to get a personalized URL, which would be www.youtube.com/, in my case, Spirit and the Truth Social. We don't have 100 subscribers. You need 100 subscribers for that. If you guys would be kind enough to click on that link, go to that channel and subscribe so that we can get those 100 subscribers and we can start putting up some of the great content that we have, the video content. It makes no sense for us to put it up there because we can't send anybody there. We can't put it on any marketing materials or anything because it's a crazy URL. There's nothing for anyone to remember. So if we can get those 100 subscribers really quickly and get this URL personalized, we can begin to put the content up, and you guys will be surprised at some of the good stuff that we do have to offer. Our time is up. I just wanted to say thank you for all of your support in spite of my lacking. And my prayer is that as each and every one of you grow in your relationship with God, that if you would so decide that we could be a part of that development and growth in your life, that would be great. Until the next time, may God bless you.